just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Jingle bells, Lisa yells, it's movies in the buff. Carl pokes fun at us, and Scully thinks she's tough. Hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, a special holiday episode where we strip down, objectify, and still thoroughly violate your favorite films. Here's your team of debauchery, Crazy Carl.
This is my nightmare before Christmas.
Oh, lovely, Lisa.
I finally picked something silly. A year ago.
Oh, and sexy Scully.
We've officially done two musicals now.
I did not even think about that, actually. And I don't know. Yeah. Does Disney count as a musical?
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
We did this. We've done Dr. Horrible.
And Crybaby.
Oh, and we did Repo and Crybaby.
And Crybaby. No, we didn't do Repo.
We haven't done Repo?
Oh.
No,
we haven't
done
Repo. Then we need to do Repo.
Yeah.
So it's three. Repo.
Three musicals three. That I can think of off the top of my head.
And for those of you who weren't with us last week, tonight we are buffing The Nightmare Before Christmas on our Christmas episode. And if my thing would stop bouncing around, Jack Skellington, King of Halloween, discovers Christmastown, but doesn't quite understand the concept. Way better than the Netflix synopsis, by the way.
Yeah, probably. Way better than the movie.
Yeah. Okay, Carl, give us our people also like.
People who like this also liked Beauty and the Beast. James and the Giant Peach, Alice in Wonderland, the Disney one, okay, the animated one, The Princess and the Frog, Sleeping Beauty, and so Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So a bunch of animated crap.
Lots of Disney.
Listen, you got to hear this. So this is the Netflix synopsis. Tired of scaring humans every October 31st with the same old bag of tricks, Jack Skellington, the spindly king of Halloween Town, kidnaps Santa Claus and plans to deliver shrunken heads and other ghoulish gifts to children on Christmas morning.
By the way, can I point out how entertaining it is that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Sleeping Beauty both have a rating of approved?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
Because they're 1959 and 1937, respectively.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
No
okay,
ratings.
Fair enough. Let's move into our like and dislike. Scully, were you wet or frigid for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Wet.
Explanation?
I like Halloween better than Christmas.
Considering the fact that I almost choked on my beer, hearing Scully so quickly answer.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Rod, go get you some.
Yeah, if I had
don't
time.
Share.
If I was 5 minutes younger. Anyway, Lisa, wet or frigid for Nightmare Before Christmas?
Moist.
Okay. Anything to add?
I enjoyed it, but I probably would have enjoyed it more if I was younger.
Fair enough. Carl, as if I have to ask, but hard or flaccid?
Okay, you know that hill that's in the movie and that's on the box cover? You know, that extends when Jack's walking down it, and then it curls back up. Yeah. I'm curled up farther than that. Flaccid doesn't even
actually really
cover it.
Really cool statement about that hill. In the game Kingdom Hearts, you actually get to walk down that while it extends. It's kind of awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's actually kind of fun to do.
Flaccid doesn't begin to cover it, and turtling doesn't even begin to cover it. I have a full-on vagina right now from watching this movie.
So clipping that.
Ringtone and drink.
So clipping that.
How long's it been since we've had ringtones?
It's been a while. Despite the fact that it has not prevented us from actually saying shit that we shouldn't be saying out loud.
Absolutely.
Just means we haven't been catching each other doing it.
True.
We're getting too used
and
to it.
As for me, I'd have to say... Yeah. As for me, I'd have to say I'm very hard for this movie, and it's one of those that I really want to not like. Like, it's one of those that I want to say, hey, that was my childhood, okay, moving on, I'm done. And yet, every time I watch it, I still kind of get like, oh, that's cool.
That's yeah. So cute.
I thought it was mildly entertaining the first time I saw it, and did not think so the second time I watched it.
Anyways.
But now I feel like the only Scrooge.
No, it's been a long time since the last time I've seen it, and I can see the fact that, yeah, it's going to have to be a long time before I can see this. Like, yeah, it's a once-a-year kind of at best, and it's been longer than a year since I've seen this.
It's a once-a-decade thing for me.
Actually, I think that was when I watched it the first time, about a decade ago.
And, of course, this is completely unavoidable, but I am definitely doing the Who Would You Do segment. I could see in Scully's face, she's like, no.
No, because so, now it's like, crap, who the hell do you pick out of this?
Yeah, Scully, go ahead.
Collection.
Who would you do, Scully?
It's a puppet collection.
Well, go by, okay, considering that it's animated and obviously we cannot go by physical appearance, go completely 100% by personality.
Come on. Come on, Scully. You know, you want to say Jack just because of the size of his bones.
No, I would rather say, like, by not the little... If we're going by personality and voice, the Oogie Boogie Man.
I can see that.
He would be fun.
I can see that.
He would be fun.
She wants to do a big bag of bugs.
You know who the Oogie Boogie Man is, right?
Yes, I do.
Like he's the big guy who used to be a bouncer, but now runs the club?
Yes.
Like, that's who Oogie Boogie is.
Yep.
Anyway,
he still does a lot of the gambling stuff. He is awesome. He's got a great personality.
He's kind of fun.
He's also the bad guy from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes. He's an awesome voice actor, though. Like, he's done mostly only, you know, cartoon stuff and then the King of Hearts series, but he's done some other fun stuff.
All right, Lisa, who would you do?
I'm agreeing with Scully on this. Oogie Boogie.
For the same reason?
Mostly for personality.
Yeah. He does have a lot of personality.
Oh,
he's
also
a complete and total horn dog, which means that he's probably like a minute man, but still.
It'd be fun while
you're giving
lasting.
Him a minute.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun leading up to it.
There you go. There you go. You think he'd be a very giving lover? He does have that long tongue.
We said not based on physical.
I know.
Based on physical, he's a fucking bag of bugs.
All right, what were you saying, Carl?
I was going to ask if I could steal your thunder from the audience and tell them that you were going with the Easter Bunny.
Funny.
Well, he does have ears to hold on to.
He's pink.
I love the fact that Rod told me to start talking and then intentionally didn't take a drink of his beer because he knew better.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Carl, who would you do?
Sally.
Why?
Because there's no other options.
There's plenty of options.
There are no other options.
Yeah, there's not really.
the sea witch, the water.
Yeah, the undersea girl.
She would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
She would be cool. Because she's played by Black Cecily. You can look at her bio down there.
I know a guy who was actually completely in love with Sally and thought that she was the perfect woman. Like, absolutely serious. I don't know that I would go with Sally, but I'm going to have to due to lack of options of anything better. Still, certain parts of her personality just really grated me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so moving on into our roundtable.
Lying would be a good one, and the poisoning. Mm-hmm. Consistent poisoning. I think those are two really good, obvious flaws.
She only poisoned because he would lock her up and not let her leave.
Yep.
I could get that.
Yeah.
Why would you...
The constant lying and everything.
Yeah, I would more want a girl who would, like, just beat the hell out of me rather than poison me.
Aww.
The part I didn't like about her was she was just too timid.
Sorry, I just realized that, They originally wanted Vincent Price to voice Santa. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That
and
would've
he been... got so sick after his wife died that they were just unusable clips.
Yeah.
They didn't just want to. They recorded him doing it.
Yeah.
And they were just unusable.
Patrick Stewart did the original introduction for the movie?
Yep. I want to hear that, actually. I'm going to have to look that up after this. But, okay, so moving on into the introduction, which, by the way, we all know how I feel about these. It's written on the screen. The guy's telling me I'm literally getting beaten in the head with a story.
Because it's Disney. They beat you in the head with every story they
hate this introduction.
Hey, guess what? They're dwarves. Remember the dwarves? The seven of them. Look at them sing. Watch them all sing. All seven of them are going to walk past you one at a time singing. And then, in case you couldn't count, they're all going to name themselves off.
Okay, so...
It's Disney.
They're just going to beat you
in the head with every storyline and every characterization there is. The mayor had a freaking name tag on.
No, you're absolutely right, and here's my biggest issue with Disney. I mean, I personally think that Michael Eisner is the downfall of film as we know it.
Although I don't think he had anything to do with this, did he?
Yes, he already owned Disney by this time.
Did he? Okay.
Uh-huh. And what's really funny is they released this under their Touchstone label because it was thought to be too scary for kids and for Disney audiences. So originally this was released as a Touchstone.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be shocked now if this is, like, the most benign thing kids watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. So anyway, we move on from the introduction, and you get to the Halloween party.
Yep.
And
I really liked the song.
Halloween song. I not only like the song, but I love the, like, marionette theater that's going on around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the music, and... I think this comes down to my biggest problem with this is the animation style.
Oh, see, I love that. The art style is so cool.
I mean,
it's very cartoony, and especially in this case, everything looks very sausage-like.
The art style, to me, is kind of meh, but the
Drake, Ireland joined the show.
Yeah, and the stop-motion animation, is I really don't like. I don't think I've ever seen stop motion that I liked.
Fair enough. This was actually the pioneer of full movie stop motion animation.
I was actually impressed considering I watched a lot of stop motion, a lot of cheap stop motion. Mm-hmm.
Gumby.
Gumby.
Yeah. And I moved my way up. I started watching Wallace and Gromit and a lot of the British
ones.
I
hated Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, I love Wallace and
Gromit. Hate Wallace and Gromit.
Love them.
Drink for the tangent, moving on.
Steve.
This isn't a tangent. We're discussing the art style of the movie.
of the different varieties of stop motion out there, and that this one actually really, it impressed me the most. I watch a lot of stop motion, and it's really good. Coraline is the one that came out
more recently.
Yeah.
I was married when Coraline came out. Yeah. It was okay, but it was riding too hard on the coattails of this one. Yeah. And for it to be that long afterwards to try to ride on coattails, it just didn't work.
Well, what about Corpse Bride?
Corpse Bride?
No, I've never actually seen that one.
Yeah, that one's okay. I haven't seen it either, but I look at Corpse Bride and think, yeah, this is him trying to ride on Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, it's him trying to revive the stop motion movement, and it began and ended with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think it.
What's even worse?
I think it was Stillborn.
Well, what's worse than that, this was marketed as Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, he had very little to do with it.
He had a lot to do with it.
Very little. He produced it. He was the original, like, he created in a poem for it, but he stepped down and let, what's his name? Henry Selick take over everything.
No,
because he was busy doing Batman and Ed Wood.
I don't know, that's why he didn't direct it, but I haven't seen anything that doesn't say that this isn't, you know, completely him other than direction.
From all of the research that I did yesterday, most of the characters were actually created by Selick and Selick actually designed the sets based on what he thought that Tim Burton would do, which is why you get that very strong Tim Burton feel to it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting when you go reading how much, because they were both essentially cubicle neighbors when they were animating for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went on to do this, and Selick really tried hard to make this a Tim Burton movie without Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read a lot of stuff yesterday on this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was really bored. I've seen this probably 1,000 times, so while I was watching it, I'm reading up history on it. And but anyway, so yeah, it moves on. You get Halloween's over, and they're like, okay, so now we got to start prepping for the next Halloween, because that's all we do in this town is prep for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And
that's why it's called Halloween Town.
Yeah, and Jack gets into this depression because that's all he's doing is running Halloween over and over again.
Well, wouldn't you get bored with stuff like that you do over and over and over again?
Yes, I do, but unfortunately, they keep paying me to do it.
Yeah. I was going to say, I go for another job. I change jobs. I get bored, I move on.
Yeah.
That's kind of, sadly enough, what I
have exciting
I
news that
tell every employer I have. I'm like, so you kind of have to keep me interested, otherwise I will move on. So,
exciting news in that aspect, but I'll share it with you after the show.
That's interesting.
What?
Tim Burton and Danny Elfman experienced creative differences during the filming.
That's why Danny Elfman didn't do Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a huge thing, too, because Tim Burton's always worked with Danny Elfman. The heck? Sorry, I don't like Danny Elfman at all. And which is weird, because I love the music in this. Like, even the score, I liked.
Which he said was the easiest music he's ever composed.
Mm-hmm. And it's the only time I've ever liked anything he's done. Sad, huh?
Yeah. Well, sometimes when you actually take a break and relax and just write it without thinking too much about it, you do your best stuff.
I agree.
Plus, there's a really strong theme going on here. It's pretty easy to stick to the theme.
Fair enough. So anyway, Jack goes for a walk eventually to try to cure his depression, which in the meantime, the entire town is freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's missing.
Yeah, because he apparently is the only one who can do anything in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Or who can run anything.
He's the king.
Yep. He is the king, but...
He is the king.
They never really explain what that position entails. They obviously, really everything.
Or what he actually does.
Yeah, or what he does. Like,
other
does anybody
than him
actually
being
work?
The best scarer ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they explain. The only thing I can really think of is it's like... Like Santa in the Christmas Town, and like the Easter Bunny in Easter, he's the figurehead. He's technically Jack from Jack-O-Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
He's that signature thing of Halloween is the Jack-O-Lantern. So hence the namesake. It's the only thing I've come up with.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I guess they've got a king.
Yeah.
But it's not like the bunny is Emperor Bunny.
How do you know? We never got to see Easter Town. funny note on that, they actually had, Disney had planned to do a sequel to this, and Tim Burton talked them out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And said, nope, there's not supposed to be any sequels. It's pure. It's good.
I'm glad they did, because
there's
no such polar opposites as Halloween and Christmas. There's...
Although... Yeah, I do
For being at the same section, like the same time period, they're like 2 months apart, 3 months apart,
yeah.
And
that's
completely
what,
different.
That's what gave him the idea was he was in a store and they were taking down the Halloween displays and putting up the Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it just shocked him at how opposite they were.
Yep.
And the
Welcome
idea...
to commercialism.
And the idea that Tim Burton didn't want to do the sequel was because he was so afraid of them doing, like, Jack Skellington in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Smooth move there, genius.
Yeah. But wait and not mute your phone before we go live.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't expect anybody to call this late. For some reason, my mom is calling.
Wait, I got one for you, Rod. We'll fix it in post.
There you go. Anyway.
Even Ireland thinks that's funny, and he didn't hear it.
He doesn't even hear it. He's watching Monsters University and cracking up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet.
Neither have I, actually, but it's been playing a lot. So.
All right, so...
But anyway, so he moves on, he goes for a walk, and he finds the
stumbles
doors.
Stumbles on the doors, yep.
And he finds the doors to the different
really
worlds.
Pretty doors. I was really...
Yeah.
The art on those was just so...
I like the fact that they were relatively simple.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They didn't go all out. They weren't huge portal designs and all that. But anyway, then he opens up the Christmas door to kind of peek in and get sucked in, which I also like the fact that he wasn't really going to go in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he didn't see anything, he just saw darkness.
Yeah, and so he was turning around to walk away and it sucked him in.
Yep.
And,
well, he was talking to Zero, his dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had, like, turned around to talk to his dog, and suddenly the wind picked up and somehow didn't pull the dog in. But I guess it's because the dog's a ghost. Well,
didn't the dog go in there with him?
No.
I could have swore you saw Zero. Oh, no, I guess not.
Nope.
He was on his own in Christmastown.
Yeah.
Although, damn, I wish snow was that nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Well, it is in Christmastown.
Oh, yeah.
It's all cakey. And...
Speaking of which, Rod, how much snow did you end up with today?
Not much. Enough to make the roads slick.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's no longer, there's like a little bit of snow and just sheer an inch of ice on top of that, I swear. It's,
yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, we got enough to make it forever for me to get home.
Yeah.
Which is like 3/4 of an inch to...
Nine. Ice on the road, period.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with the roads around here.
Yeah.
Anyway, then you get stuck in traffic for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But anyway,
okay,
moving
on. Drink for
it's taken me 3.5 hours to drive home on a 20-minute drive, so y'all can suck it.
Yes, please.
World record for shortest distance driven with the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he goes singing around in Christmastown, surprisingly not waking anyone up because apparently people in Christmastown take Ambien.
Oh, yes.
No, that's not true.
You're supposed to be completely euphoric, so sleeping is...
He woke up the little elf boy.
That's true. He did wake up...
After
was
he hit him
though.
In the head. He was, like, singing in the kid's ear and then smacks him on the head as he walks away. No, that was...
Yeah, I
really don't know what that was. The fact that he wasn't waking anybody up or getting anybody to spot him. That was just the stereotypical...
Yeah, that was really bad.
And not everybody was asleep. A lot of people were up.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can climb around on people's houses and stuff like that. Nobody's going to call the cops or nothing.
No.
In Christmastown, they won't.
Oh, okay. But they'll call the cops when a giant coffin... Well, I would too, probably.
Yeah, it was the real world. Christmastown and the real world are two different places.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then we move on, and he decides to go back and share Christmastown with everyone, but then he tries to figure out what makes Christmas happen.
Because nobody there gets it.
Yeah, nobody understands.
Because that makes total sense.
Yep.
So he tries to find a way to scientifically recreate this, feeling that he had.
Yeah, he picks up a book called Scientific Method, so he does try.
Yeah, fair enough. I like it when he crumbles up the Christmas ornament in the boiling beaker.
And it glows.
Glows. He's like, well, there's something. Don't know what
it
is.
What does it mean?
Something.
What does it mean?
But we skip over the whole part where he reinvents... or where he makes up shit about Santa Claus get them to stop making fun of him.
Sandy Claus.
Anyway, Claus. Which is funny because that's what Ireland calls him, Sandy Claus.
No. Sandy Claus, as in sand on the beach.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Sandy is in his girlfriend's name, which confused the hell out of me when I was looking at the equation on the board.
His girlfriend's name was Sally.
Yeah, no, that was the problem. Was I was like, wait, so what's the girlfriend's name? Because I was honestly like reading it, going, when did they change the girlfriend's name, and why does he put Sandy on the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't do shit like that. You can put numbers on the board. I can still remember the formula. I do not know what his girlfriend's name is.
Sally.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, I'm trying to think of jokes that I can make right here that just aren't too insulting to Scully, and they're not coming to me at this point.
What was Ireland's joke?
Actually, I should say that aren't too insulting to Scully's husband.
Sorry,
we saw that, Scully.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm flipping around on IMDb and I happen to hit the next 6 on the people who like this also like and found 2 non-Disney movies.
Oh god, there are
non-Disney
movies on there.
Yeah, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and The Last Unicorn.
Last Unicorn's really good.
It is really good. We need to do that one.
It's on streaming, actually.
Which one? Which night? Chocolate Factory.
The old one.
The original.
Yeah. The musical.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, all of these are either animated or musicals or both.
Okay, so we move on through the movie, and he finally figures out what he's going to do in order to show them what the feeling of Christmas is. They're going to take over Christmas.
Yep. And who thinks this is a bad idea?
Me.
Everybody thinks this is a bad idea.
No, I thought it was a great idea. Are you kidding? How cool would Christmas be if you had scares and surprises and cool, like, kind of creepy? The wreath was awesome.
Uh-huh. What did Santa get you for Christmas, Tommy?
Oh, the shrunken head was freaking awesome.
That was kind of cool.
The shrunken head.
That's only because Scully really wants a shrunken head.
Scully, I can't figure out right now if I'm afraid of you or extremely turned on by you.
I'll answer that for Scully. Well, for you, actually. Scully probably doesn't want to know this, but yes.
Okay, fair enough.
The person who wants zombie apocalypse to come, so I can do experiments on them. Because then I can legally do experiments because they're dead. And there's no more law to protect them.
Oh, God. I just thought of something that might possibly... That could either be either much, much better than this movie or much, much worse. And that's The Walking Dead Christmas special.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but only if Persian's back.
I want to see a zombie in a Santa helmet. Oh, my God, I want to see that.
That would be awesome.
With little shorts.
As exciting as that is, it's nothing to do with this.
And drink.
So anyway, he starts giving them all jobs to do. Yeah, Scully, calm down.
I know, but I want to see zombies now.
You're here. You need to be here.
Scully, keep calm and drink good beer.
Yeah. Really good beer. I got winter lager.
I only have one winter lager left, but I'm actually drinking cream stout tonight.
Mmm. Anyway, so yeah, we have the whole montage of them trying to put Christmas together, and my favorite one was actually the vampires are awesome.
Yeah,
I forgot what they were doing.
I liked all of it.
They were making toys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were making
all
the duck.
Different jobs.
Bullet holes in the duck.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it was adorable.
And then, of course, he gives the job to Lock, Shock, and Barrel to go get Santa Claus. And of course, when they come back, they bring back the Easter Bunny.
Yep.
Because that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know what it is. And he didn't exactly give them a great description of what Santa Claus looks like.
No.
Although he did give them a description of what door to go through, and apparently they failed on that note.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at this point, is anybody else thinking he should have saw this going badly already?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
About the time really they didn't understand what he was talking about when he was trying to explain Christmas to them.
Yeah. So anyway, then they go back and they get Santa Claus and they do exactly what he told them not to do.
Yeah, they give him the Oogie Boogie.
Because we knew that was going to happen.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was obvious. It should have been obvious to him. And at this point, I'm starting to question the intelligence of Jack. I mean.
Oh yeah.
He's a skeleton. Like, how does he have brains?
Yeah, that's a big issue here is that Jack is an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. The main character is an idiot, and we move on.
Hey, the only person in this movie with brains has a head full of leaves, so.
Yep.
Which one was that?
It was interesting.
That's Sally.
Called Sally as being the one who had the most brains or was the only one in there who knew what was going on.
Yeah. Next time you want to do this, listen to her.
Oh, yeah, and we've forgotten about her premonition. But I think it's kind of side plot, too, anyway, so...
Yeah, it's terrible. She is a side plot. Like, she's a giant side plot.
Yeah.
She doesn't even come up as being a romance, really, until the very end, when Santa says, you need to date this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes,
So anyway, then you have Jack going out to Christmas Town to take over Christmas, and everything goes wrong.
He doesn't go to Christmas Town. He goes out in the real world.
He goes out to the real world.
Yeah, and starts pretending to be Santa.
Yep.
And he gets shot down. Because he's really bad at this.
By some very festively decorated bombers.
some great aircraft guns.
Jack has been blown to smithereens.
Yep.
That's, I'm surprised that wasn't your line, Lisa. I really was expecting that.
But then, anyway.
Yeah.
Then we get back, or then he goes back because he manages to survive, you know, getting blown out of the sky, and he has to go back and save
what he's actually supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then I love the reindeer, by the way. The reindeer.
Oh yeah, the reindeer were cute.
Were awesome, and the blown up head of the reindeer in the scene when they're falling out is funny as hell. If you don't see it in the background, you need to go back and look at it in the background. It's awesome.
We did skip over the fact that Bullseye is Rudolph in this.
Bullseye? You mean Zero?
Or Zero? Yeah. Sorry. Where did I get Bullseye from?
I have no idea.
Bullseye is in a different movie altogether.
Yeah, I must have been watching something.
And not a dog.
I mean, Bullseye. Oh, well. Anyway, Zero is Rudolph. They get shot down. He's headed back to Halloween Town to be who he's supposed to be, and he's going to go and save Santa Claus because now he finds out, oh, crap, they gave it to Oogie Boogie, who, by the way, runs the best freaking casino I've ever seen.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but all the games are
awesome.
Obviously, he rolls snake eyes and then bumps the table. I'm like, cheater. Yeah. And he rolls snake eyes way too much.
Yeah, like every time the dice fall.
Yeah. Like, seriously, he rolled the dice and he came up with snake eyes and he was surprised. Really?
And also, my opinion only, but best song in the movie. The Oogie Boogie song.
I don't know. I as much as I hate this movie, I'm kind of partial to the Halloween Town song.
Yeah. I like the
Oogie
more,
Boogie song is good.
I like the more jazz, you know, feeling of the Oogie Boogie song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely more upbeat.
Yeah, but if we're going with Ken Page songs, I've got to go with the one from All Dogs Go to Heaven anyway, so.
Yeah.
Which is a very similar song.
You have a weird hard on for that movie.
What, All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
But yet you hate this one.
I really hate this one.
See, I hate All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Really?
Yeah.
I like them both.
But it's been a long time since I saw it, so I don't know if I would.
Maybe we should buff All Dogs Go to Heaven just to see if it still holds up for you.
Yeah, for right now.
As long as we don't do the sequel. I've seen the sequel too many damn times.
Or the TV series. That was great.
I never saw that. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah,
it was so horrible.
It exists about like I know the movie.
I'm gonna say the Mario
Highlander.
Hey.
Highlander, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I have to say about All Dogs Go to Heaven too is they replaced Burt Reynolds with Charlie Sheen. Who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Well, they got a better dog.
Yeah,
I will grant that.
Right?
I don't know.
They just spent more money doing it. I'm sure even then, Charlie Sheen was overpriced for...
Charlie Sheen's been overpriced since Drugs?
Yes.
So, like, 10?
Oh, no. He was at least 15 in that movie.
Drink!
Yeah. So, anyway, we rescue Santa.
Yeah, we rescue Santa.
And we unravel
a
bag of bugs.
Yeah.
And I love the way they do it with Sally's leg, too, by the way. That was a great trap, using Sally's leg like that.
Oh, no,
she has some awesome legs.
Sally was,
I noticed that like from the start with, holy crap.
She has some great calves.
Sally was the one using her legs. He didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, she like disassembled herself to try and free Santa and got caught.
Yeah, and then he fights Oogie Boogie and unravels him. And then we're all happily ever after and Santa goes home. This was like the fastest round table ever.
Yep.
Well, there's mostly singing.
Yeah, there is.
So the singing takes up much, you know, 4 minutes where really it's explained in a sentence. And if they did it in a script, it would have taken like four exchanges of words and done.
Yep.
You'll also notice that our round tables go way faster when Carl doesn't like the movie.
Because he keeps going back over stuff that he liked.
Yeah. Anyways, so Roundtable is over.
This is also a major movie where it's about the style and design and what's going on in the background, which for stop motion is impressive as hell, because there's so much going on in the background that you need to see and enjoy that
I will agree with
probably took them like, this why it took 3 years to make. There was probably 2 years of shit just going on in the background that they were doing. Like, if they just made it straight up simple scenes, this movie would have taken like a year and a half to produce.
I just realized of another musical we did. The Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that technically counts, doesn't it?
There's four.
I just came up with a new addition to the drinking game.
What's that?
Take a sip every time Scully fixes her shirt, now that we're doing video.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Anyways, okay, so that's it for Roundtable, so let's move on into Buck Quotes. Scully, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I have to read this one off. Jack, please, I'm only an elected official here. I can't make decisions for myself.
I love that line.
We wish!
Because I was listening to NPR. Yes, I listen to NPR. And apparently this Congress has only passed 78 bills.
Yeah.
Which actually puts the lame Congress, who only passed like 118 back in, was it 1928, to shame.
Yeah.
To shame. Like, really? This is sad.
Yeah, the lame duck Congress did better than this one.
Yep. So I thought that was very, very funny, appropriate, especially considering I just heard that newscast.
To which I will respond with, thank you, Tea Party.
I don't blame Tea Party all that much. I blame everybody and everybody.
Let's move on before this becomes a political podcast.
Yeah, that comes later. That comes next year.
Yeah.
So, Lisa.
Three times! Sally says it.
That was so much better with the echo. That was awesome with the echo. Okay, Carl?
The deadly nightshade you slipped me wore off, which is kind of how I felt watching this movie.
I enjoyed the irony of saying deadly nightshade wore off.
Yeah.
So, and, not so deadly?
And to that, I give you my quote, I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb. Anyway.
You love us and you know it, Rod.
I know, unfortunately.
Some of us have degrees that say we're not that dumb.
As she points to the light thingy on the wall.
Oh, no, I'm pointing up and towards my master's degree up there.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Hey, it's been a long time getting that sucker.
You got that while you were doing the show, so.
Yes.
And we never did congratulate you on it.
Yeah.
But you had.
No. Congratulations. It's official. Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, it's official.
What's next? I like that. All right. I am having some severe USB problems. So.
You're just having problems.
Yeah, I gotta get a new USB cord.
What's next?
That would not solve all of them.
We'll solve the current one. Anyway, next is Best Buffed. So, Carl, if you would like to start us.
Yeah, you can skip me, because that was the awards I had for this one.
So, Lisa?
I don't have any either.
You don't have any?
Nope.
Okay, Scully, it's up to you and I.
Okay. I have a Star Wars connection. It goes to Greg Proops or Pro-Ops? He's a comedian.
Proops.
Yep, from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And was also in Star Wars episode 1.
You mean Star Trek?
No, he was Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Episode 1.
I thought you said Star Trek connection.
Oh, it was a Star Wars.
I may have.
All right, any
with
others?
With Patrick Stewart, there's a Star Trek connection too, so you got it. You go. That's
right. Any others? Okay. Sorry, I'm barely hearing y'all because this USB is going out so bad.
Didn't you have a West Wing walk-on, Scully? Oh, no, you said there wasn't one. That's right.
That's the only one we're really missing. All
right.
So I'm giving Danny Elfman the John Williams-level soundtrack, which is more of an insult than a... Anyway, I'm also giving Jack Skellington the crack kind of skinny award.
He was awesome, though.
Oh, right. Come on. Come on, Rod. That's an insult to crack users everywhere. I mean, your girlfriend made him look, or your girlfriend looks fat next to him. Mm. Okay, wife, but anyway.
Ex-wife.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Legally divorced.
he's traveling through time. Give him some time to catch up.
Actually, no, it would be more like girlfriend, wife, ex-wife.
Anyway. Yeah. I am also giving this the Stop Motion Pioneer Award for the first full-length film with stop-motion animation. And finally,
I just came up with an award.
I'm like, Wallace and Gromit was out way before. It was definitely full-length.
I just came up with an award.
Yeah, but this was the first feature film.
All right, Lisa, what was your award?
Great legs for Sally.
Fair enough. Fair enough. My final award, this movie gets the thus far most Whedonistic for Whedon connections.
Outside of Serenity.
We've got Glenn Shaddix. Huh? Outside of Serenity.
Outside of Serenity.
Yeah. We've got Glenn Shaddix, who was in Roseanne. We've got Paul Reubens, who was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. And we've got John Morris, who was in Toy Story.
Yeah, that's about as much Whedon as you can get without doing Serenity, which, you know, manages to get every series he's ever done.
Otherwise, any others, Rod? The rest of these guys are all voice actors for video games.
Yep, and Rod keeps losing sound.
Yes.
So he can't hear us say, "Hey, Rod."
Rod. Waiting on you.
We're having dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air.
We just watched a musical, and the best you can do is set that to the Pink Panther.
Yup.
I know.
Okay.
I'm actually way more impressed that Rod only put up his first finger to indicate 1 minute while he goes and gets a new USB cord.
Well, that's because he can't hear us. Otherwise, he'd be putting up more fingers, or different fingers.
Well, I assumed that because he couldn't hear us, he was going to be putting up a particular finger, knowing that we're going to do nothing but say bad things while he's off camera.
I don't know. For some reason, Rod does not assume that, although he should.
Right?
With the two of you around? Absolutely.
Hey, anything to fill
I don't say it behind his back. I say it to his face.
Hey, anything to fill dead air.
Well, I'll say it to his face, too, but
yeah.
That would just waste time.
Well, I got something we could say to our audience.
What's that?
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, Merry Buffing Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Mine already started. I already celebrated you all, so I'm done. I don't give a crap what happens after this. I was like, I got till New Year. I'm done.
Yeah. My brother told me today he's already starting on his good deeds for 2014. So he's got those covered because he helped me bleed my brakes.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he takes care of your great-grandmother, so there's that'll lead him all the way up until 2015.
Uh-huh. For 3 hours once a week?
No, he does it every day except for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. I was just looking to see if we had any new reviews, which we don't. We need new reviews, people. Come on. I know people actually listen to this show. So,
yes.
You know, go to iTunes and leave us some reviews.
Leave us something, man.
I said you could just
suggestions
spam us from the website. From moviesinthebuff.com, you can actually just go and email us whatever you want in those fields.
But actually,
and we may actually read it all.
Yeah, and the reason we're just kind of filling air right now, waiting on Rod to get back, is because we're about to do Where You Playing, and it's really hard to do that without the whole cast here.
Yeah. I'm also gonna fail this one because I really couldn't focus on anything.
I know. I got quick questions fairly quickly, but I doubt I'll get any answers.
Yeah. Purple, yeah, mine.
500. There you go. There's my two answers. Okay, not really, folks. I have no idea what his questions are. Are you back, Rod?
No, he's still focusing way too hard on the
yep.
camera there. In the dark, you can even see furrowed brows.
Well, apparently he was making sound because my camera showed just his face for a minute.
I don't know what's going on with him.
He holds
his computer's gone nuts on him.
Oh, and now he's froze up.
Oh, nice pose, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
There it goes, it's back. Yay!
Maybe. Come on, Rod.
Well, his camera's back. That doesn't necessarily mean he's back.
What do we have coming up?
Love Actually and Parker.
Oh, yeah, we've That's got right. a guest we coming next week. Yep, we have a guest, a friend, good friend of mine and Lisa's, and kind of friend of Scully and Rod's, Greg Coleman. From Greg Coleman Photography, coming in to do Love Actually with us for New Year's, because, you know, what better way to start off New Year's than, you know, with a Christmas romantic comedy.
It's a romantic comedy.
I can think of lots of other ways.
He keeps
Scully,
telling me
you need to pick something for after Parker.
Good call. Somebody, if you email in and vote, I'll go with that, but otherwise I'll make something up at the end.
Yeah.
Well, you got 2 weeks. I mean, you got Love Actually, then Parker, and then you.
That's right, people. You got 2 weeks to make up my mind.
Yep. Yeah, you have until, you know, the day before we do, or the day we do record Parker, because she's got to figure it out before the end of that show.
Yep. That's it.
And then we have the Breakfast Club after that, after yep. Scully's week, Yay. And then we have a Rod pick, and then we've got another Johnny Depp movie.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Pirates of the Caribbean. What week is that? That's
oh, my
the...
gosh, yeah.
Episode 109.
What week? There's a date
2/5.
On there.
2/5.
Yeah, February yeah. 10. So that's into February.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rod. Hey, Scully. After that, you might want to think about picking a Valentine's movie. After the Pirates movie.
Yes.
Because that'll be 2/12.
Why are you asking the person who hates romance movies to pick a romance movie for Valentine's Day?
I said pick a Valentine's movie. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that.
One of the diehards. There was a diehard on Valentine's Day, right?
There's Valentine, My Bloody Valentine.
That one's not a bad one. You already did So I Married an Axe Murderer, which kind of
yeah
stings.
Valentine, I believe, has a Whedon connection. I believe it's Valentine.
Yeah.
It's got the guy who played Angel.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I'll have to think of something. But I have to, I guess, take votes on that one, too.
Yep. All right, guys, you heard it. Send in your emails and your send your tweets to Scully44 telling her what movie she should do for January and what movie she should do for Valentine's Day.
Yep. I can actually tweet it out now. So there.
He with the most votes wins. You know James is going to come up with something terrible, don't you?
I know. It's great.
he'll probably jump, right? He'll probably have it before Rod gets back.
Oh, probably. Let's see.
Well, Rod just sat down. I wonder if he's actually got a working mic now.
I don't know. Yep, if it wasn't for the lack of Rod, this would be a really quick episode.
Yeah.
We would have been done by now. No.
Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know. Are you back, Rod? Oh.
Well, he just killed himself. Which sounds
not,
great.
For those of you listening and not watching, he did not actually just kill himself. He just dropped out of the call. That was terrible, Scully.
That was awesome. What are you talking about?
That was terrible radio. Like you know, the last 15 minutes hasn't been terrible radio, but hey.
That's all right. At least I managed to say things that really probably shouldn't be said. Like, really, not even close to what just happens. Holy Jesus. Okay, where's the end of this Twitter feed I just tweeted?
Got to re-invite Rod.
Because he killed his mic.
And, well, he couldn't find the...
Or his camera or something.
There we go.
Yay!
I had to switch to my iPad because my USB cable on my thing went out and I couldn't find another one.
Nice ceiling fan.
Yeah, now we get to look at
your ceiling. Yeah, nice ceiling fan.
Yeah, I did not have time to set up. It's just...
Okay.
You're fine.
Anyway, I'm sorry about that, guys. I really am.
That's okay. We were killing time, making fun of you. They were making fun of you. Scully was saying things that shouldn't be said, and then we went over the upcoming show list and realized that Scully gets to pick the Valentine's Day episode this time. Because that makes a lot of sense.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I could hear most of what y'all said, except when I left the room to try to find a USB anywhere in the house. So that really sucks.
All right.
Okay, so where are you playing with your Willy time?
Yep.
Probably. Lisa, start us off.
Who?
You.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Wow, Rod's got some lag.
How many times did she slip the soup to him?
You're talking about Sally and Dr. Finkelstein?
Yes.
How many times did she slip the soup to him?
Well, it wasn't soup, it was what was in the soup.
Oh, four actually.
Oh. Well, I guess six over what she mentioned the past month and the times that she does it in the movie.
She does it once that we see in the movie, and she says three times.
Yep, in the past year. So that's four.
I thought you meant how many times did she slide it across the table towards him.
So did that go to me or to Scully? Because I kind of heard us both at the same time.
I only heard you.
Oh, Scully said it too, I think at the same time, so we'll split the point. We each have one.
No, I said six. Because I counted everything that she'd done before.
I thought you and I both said four, and then you switched it to six.
I did switch it to six.
Okay, I'll take the point then.
Okay, your next one, Lise?
In the real world, when the kids get the duck, how does it get upstairs?
Bounces?
Up the railing.
Rod is correct. Oh. No, the doll next to it bounced. Well,
technically the doll flew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was using the railing like a monorail.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Carl.
All right. Let's see. Where's the first place the vampires look for Jack?
The graveyard?
The mausoleum.
Scully?
The witches check the mausoleums. Mortuary.
Behind the Cyclops' eye.
That's right, because he pulled his eye out.
That's right, I remember him saying that.
Yeah. Let's see. Alright, and... Okay, out of all the books Jack reads when he's doing research on Christmas, what's the only one that actually exists?
The science one?
The Scientific Method.
Not an actual book.
Yeah, no. Although there's tons of books that have Scientific Method in the title, no. I'm trying to think of the stack that was behind him.
You do actually see him reading it, I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
The Night Before Christmas?
No. Funny, but no.
It would have been funny.
What's the name of this stupid book? I've forgotten it.
Stupid book.
Get close.
Nope.
Describe it.
Scrooge.
Yep, you're
right. Ghosts.
Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's the only one I read that's real.
It's Christmas. Give it to her.
I could see her get it.
She said Grinch, ghost, close enough.
She said Scrooge.
Scrooge, big difference. Scrooge, yeah. Three ghosts, past, present, future. SNL did a skit on them this past weekend.
But it's really funny because doing video, I could see Scully get it and not be able to say it. I'm like, get close.
You can watch it very painfully smack, but not actually come out.
That was your first question, right, Carl?
No, that was my second.
Yep, that was the second one.
Okay, and so Scully, it's... go ahead.
One and one.
Yep.
I have zero.
Let's do... Oh, well, I can't use that one. Name the three ingredients that you see Sally use in the soup.
Frog's breath, deadly nightshade... Oh, crap. Wart.
Yes.
I was going to say it, and I was like, yeah, I'll just let her have it.
Yeah, she's already gotten the rest of them out.
All right.
Which one do I want to do?
This one, right here.
Nope, that one.
What the hell is that?
Scully?
This is a sentence that makes no sense whatsoever. What's the number on the police car at the end of the movie that's telling everybody to stay inside?
34.
319. 25. 54. Really close the first time, Carl. It's 35. You were on by one digit. Nice. Which is impressive.
It would have been really, really funny if it had been 54.
Yeah.
Nobody here gets that, do you?
No.
Old,
Carl, 54, where are you?
Yeah. It's an old police sitcom. It used to run on Nick at Night when I was a kid, called Car 54, Where Are You?
Okay.
Really funny.
They actually made a movie out of it, believe it or not. It stars Dr. Dre.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding about that.
I'm not even thinking
about
that.
Not kidding about that.
I'm going to pretend you didn't just tell me that, so...
Okay, so that makes it my turn to ask questions.
Yep, and it's a four-way tie.
Lisa's so got two. Right?
No, I have one.
All right.
Yep.
So, how many gingerbread men were on the tree door?
On the tree...
Four.
Two.
One.
How is it y'all always guess all around the actual one?
Three. Yeah, I almost said three.
Okay, do I want to use that? Yeah, I'll use that. What ride was in the middle of Christmas Town?
What? Oh, the carousel?
Sleigh.
Okay, we have a train, carousel, and sleigh.
The only thing visible was the carousel or merry-go-round.
Okay, so Scully wins. Although I think he rides a train at one point, so
he does, yeah. But
he does, but in the middle of town.
Yeah. You know, okay.
It goes along the edge.
All right.
All right, Scully.
Scully, audience question.
In the very intro of This Is Halloween, how many ghosts are singing?
Oh wow.
Ooh,
okay.
One. All right, Lisa.
In the cupboard, what is the only other herb that she sees, but you never actually, that she pulls out of the cupboard, but never actually uses.
Okay. And again, by she, you mean Sally.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, Carl?
Where is Jack known as Mr. Unlucky?
That's a good one. And my audience question, name all tree doors by holiday.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tell them how they can win that.
You can win that by either sending in your answers to inthebufffilms@gmail.com, or if you're having trouble spelling that, you can just go to Movies in the Buff, go under the Games tab, click on Where You Playing, and fill out the form there. And all answers will be read unless you specifically tell us not to read them. Even if you're wrong, you don't have to be right to play, you just have to play.
Although you do have to be right in order to win a $25 gift card.
Yeah, you do have to be right in order to win a prize.
Unless your prize is just to actually be read on air.
Yep. Also, people who win Where You Playing get first dibs at being guest hosts if you want to be. Yep. And you can tell us that in your email if you'd like to be a guest host. Matter of fact, you can use that Where You Playing form for just about anything. It doesn't have to be just for answers. you can pretty much just send us anything.
If you want to send us your stop-motion animation review, go for it.
There you go. All right. And with that note, Scully, mental debuff. You've won the right to go first.
Tim Burton-esque, given a medium of stop-motion animation, comes out technically overtly complicated, but enjoyable to a point you forget that it's stop-motion. The complex backgrounds are way more what you focus on in this movie than the actual storyline, because let's face it, it's Disney. Nobody cares what the storyline is. They'll explain it again in another 5 minutes. Just give it a second. So, just enjoy the scenery. It's beautiful.
Can we interrupt the show to discuss the logical fallacies of they'll explain it again in another 5 minutes, give it a second?
No, we're not stopping the show for that. Let's go on.
No. Yeah.
That sounds like Whovian relativity there, Scully.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of which, Carl, it is your turn for mental debuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just that I wasn't into the holiday spirit or that I'm just not that enthused by this movie, but this whole thing left me left me hollower than Zero's stomach. It's just bleh.
Okay, now I want to stop the show for a logical discussion here. Zero and stomach.
Yep. Yeah.
Zero's a ghost.
Hey, he's got a body somewhere. No, he's got a body. We saw his grave.
Yeah.
We saw his grave. He's got a tissue.
Yeah, no, it was a doghouse. That was it.
It wasn't a doghouse. That was a grave.
No, his grave was the doghouse shape.
Well, yeah, his grave was doghouse shape, but you actually see his ghost come up out of the grave, not out of the doghouse.
And he's
okay, so I'm not going to go into the overly thought out tear down of Carl's metaphor here, and let's just go with Lisa's mental debuff.
Nightmare Before Christmas actually put me in the holiday spirit.
Yay!
Which holiday?
Yes.
Yep.
I kind of like both Halloween and Christmas.
Halloween.
And you know what that makes it time for?
Mute your mic. Mute the mic.
I'm Ireland's getting
earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Okay.
Wait, get him on the camera. Get him on camera and cover his ears.
Scully's cracking up laughing, our mic's muted. Okay, are we ready? 'Twas the Nightmare Before Christmas I watched just yesterday. I remember turning it on thinking, this shit is gay. But a cult classic it was, though I didn't care. I had hoped to watch a hot chick with big boobs and blonde hair. So the film plays and Halloween it did show. Why were we watching this? I was not in the know. So I listened to songs by Elfman, that hack. Where was John Williams in my kick-ass Star Wars style track? Then all of a sudden something started to soar. The music took hold like a $2 whore. I began paying attention, a feat most rare, almost like a tan girl with red hair. So I watched Jack and Sally and even Finkelstein, and I began to think, maybe this film is my kind. Even animation I thought glitchy began to look well. For this film, my heart actually began to swell. As the story drew out, I knew I had struck gold, because the filmmakers were brash and they were bold. I watched antagonists draw out an evil plot. I watched the heroes' plans get brought down when they were shot. I really hope this film does live on. Face it, this shit's better than M. Night Shyamalan. So if you shout out that this shit is gay, I'd like to say fuck you and have a nice day. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's Rants. Merry Christmas.
Okay, for the record,
nice.
As great as your rants were when we were an audio podcast, watching Scully's reactions to your rant is the best part of being a video.
And half of it I'm distracted by watching Ireland because he's damn adorable.
Hi, Ireland.
Your camera is. You have to wave up here. See? See, now you can see your hand.
Drink for Ireland joining the show.
So
yeah, for the record, I wrote that in like 5 minutes when I got home.
That's not bad, though.
No, it's actually really good for 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's what she
I just like the fact that I was able to rhyme Shyamalan with anything. Yes. But next week, as y'all were saying, we do have a guest host.
Yep.
And y'all explained all that already, so we don't have to.
Nope.
So next week, Love Actually in the Buff. And until then, have a merry buffing Christmas. And keep watching those movies in the buff. It's just better that way. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Night.
Good night. Merry Christmas.
Say good night.
Good night.
Hey, Buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com, and like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at moviesinthebuff. You can also follow your team at Debauchery, me at Rod the Golden.
At Scully44.
At Kith Kanan.
And at A Corner Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
attribution,
non-commercial,
no derivatives,
3.0 U.S. license.